Okay, well, we've got two of the 10 already. Let's move on. What's next?
Well, I feel that leadership is, so important to the success of a practice. I mean, how can you expect your staff to support you in your mission if it hasn't been, articulated to them? I mean, they're not mind readers. Now, listen, I'm not saying that you, the doctor, have got to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, okay? You just need
Or Joe Flacco. Hold on now.
Yeah, get a plug in there for Baltimore. You just need to be your own person and lead by example. What I see is that successful doctors are aware of performance numbers in the practice. They review day sheets every day. They're looking at collections and productions and account receivable. They're pretty knowledgeable about their management software, and they can print out reports if asked. I mean, they're not held hostage by somebody who is the only one who can do this. I mean, they usually have an accountant who understands dentistry and has other dental clients. Successful doctors review quarterly expense reports. I mean, this may sound like pretty basic stuff, Rich, but you'd be surprised at how many docs are not paying any attention to this at all. You talk about being a leader. How about always being on time? How about even being the first one in the office in the morning? It may be a little much to suggest that you hand them their coffee on their way in, but, you get the idea. I think you, as a successful doctor, need to be generous and caring to your patients, and your staff is going to notice this, and they're going to, follow your lead. If you're going to be successful in your community, you need to be involved in your community. I think you need to be concerned about your patients. The major thing that I found when I was in practice that just was amazing was making post-treatment telephone calls to patients every evening. It was a must. I never missed it, and it was something that people talked about. The other thing, which seems very apparent to me, and I see it a lot, is that some of the most successful doctors I know and that I work with are just not all that impressed with their own importance. They're quite humble and low key, and I don't even think they realize how successful they are. So clearly in life, some people are natural leaders. The important thing I think for you to do is just to be the leader of your own team. This is definitely a requirement, in my opinion, for success, and I think it's an area that we can all improve on.
Yeah, and such a great lesson. But, it's funny. You talked about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and I had to throw in Joe Flacco, of course. But I think, when you think of leadership and you think, Lee Iacocca and Jack Welch and all these, super dynamic, intelligent people. But you're so right that you don't have to be that way. You can be very humble and low-key. But if you do all these things, kind of the old cliche of leading by example, you are generous with your time and your charitable affairs, and you're good to your patients. And you really show love to the patients who are maybe the most annoying and need the most loving, and do all those things. Your team can't help but have respect for you when you do all those great things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you that, again, we all know that people are not able, lay people are not able to judge your clinical skills. So expecting them to come to your office is because you're the greatest clinician. But they do know, if they sit on a board with you, that, wow, he's a really great guy. He was very helpful. If they see that, so they relate to you as a person, and then they make the conclusion, gee, he's a good guy, she's a wonderful person, she must be a good dentist. And then they come to you. I mean, being involved in the community is so, so important.
No question. And another thing I want to comment on, too, you give so many tips, I feel like I can't comment on all of them, but the one about, you kind of made a little joke, you said, be the first one in the office. That doesn't mean you have to hand everybody coffee as they come in, but all my years of practice, I made it a point, and this was without fail, every single day, I'd be the first one, or not always. Usually, I'd be the first one, but every single team member I had got greeted by name. I'd say hello to each of them every morning, and good morning, how was your night, whatever. And then at the end of every day, I would say goodnight to them and thank them for being there that day. And I think I didn't even realize the first few years; it was just kind of came naturally to me. I thought that was the way that people should be treated. I didn't realize, first of all, that nobody else does this stuff.
Nobody does that, Rich.
But secondly, I didn't realize how important it was to them. And we had one of my great team members, I think her husband retired. They moved over to the Chesapeake Bay area. They moved away from Baltimore. And on her last day, she was just crying and crying and saying she's never been in a job or anywhere before where she got greeted and thanked every single day. And I just thought, geez, isn't that like what human beings do? But maybe not. But it really went a long way.
No, you know, I think we've talked about this before that, you know, some study, you know, what patients or what staff members want more than sex and money is the fact that they are appreciated by their boss. It is so, so important because they spend so much time there. So letting them know how much you care, treating them with respect, all of those things obviously leads to the great staff retention that you're going to be able to have, which, as we've mentioned, is so incredibly important.
It is important, and it comes down to leadership. So it was a great segue.